Oh, yes. 6 minutes now to 11 o'clock. You're listening to The Daily here on 2SER. That was the great Mal Devisa with Forest. Before that, you heard All of the Time by Robert Forster. The text line for this program, 0468441073. We're chatting about things you'd like to get from overseas here in Australia. Pablo has got in touch on the text line. He says, I'd like to see a public transport system that actually runs on time, similar to those in Japan, Korea, and Singapore. Pablo, mate, you are a man after my own heart. I completely agree. It's very frustrating when you go to some places which have a far better public transport system than us and doesn't break down whenever there's a slight, when someone spills a glass of water on the floor. Well, there's a slight drop of rain, the public transit system goes into meltdown. But yeah, those trains in the countries you mentioned in your text are absolutely fantastic. And I'd love to get some more metros up and running here too. If you've got something you'd like to see from overseas brought here, that number one more time, 0468 441073. And now it's time to chat a bit of lower grade sports. Yes, the dulcet tones of Weird Al are how we introduce our segment with producer Marco. We talk about all the lower grade sports around town. You might not hear them covered elsewhere in the media. Specifically, we do the New South Wales Cup and the NPL football. And the New South Wales Cup is where we begin today. As I say, good morning to Marco. How are you, mate?
Great, Nelson. Yourself, mate?
Very, very well. As you know, and people who listen to this might know, I'm a long-suffering North Sydney Bears fan in the New South Wales Cup, and we didn't have a great result on the weekend. They played very well, though, admittedly. They were up against the Parramatta Eels at Kellyville Park in Kellyville. They lost 32-30, Marco. Very disappointing.
Oh, that's a disappointment. Was it last minute? Tell me about it a little bit.
We were up for a lot of the game. I think I get up 18 points at one stage. Really competitive. Parramatta are a top four side. We've been languishing down the bottom. It was very wet conditions, so it was kind of perfect for us in order to get a victory, because we've been a little bit disappointing this year, but we just couldn't get it done. But yeah, alas, we're back in 2027, baby.
Yep.
Here go the Bears.
Now, let's talk about Newcastle against Manly, don't we?
Yes, the Knights, this is not the NRL, this is the New South Wales Cup, just to clarify. The Knights played the Seagulls. What happened?
Well, Newcastle was 12-0 up after 5 minutes, and then it all collapsed, and they lost 30-12. Unfortunately, 5 straight tries, and there was a player scored a hat-trick. I can't remember his name, but I'll have to find it.
Well, you can do your research while I ask you how both teams are doing at this point in the competition.
Yeah, so Manly are 11th now, while Newcastle are dropped back to 12th, which is not a good look.
So, yeah, a couple of teams languishing in a similar part of the table as North Sydney. Any other details of the match we should know about?
Well, if we're going to look at this, if Newcastle keeps slipping, they might fall on the bottom again, and if South keeps winning, who knows what's going to happen?
That's a good point. Who does know?
Yep.
Not me. All right, so that's the New South Wales Cup. At the moment, the Warriors still on top of the competition by a considerable margin. They're on 43 points, followed by the Dragons, 34, the Eels on 33, and the Jets of Newtown, 29. The Bears sitting in 10th on 20, and we'll have to have a pretty good run home in order to make the finals at this point. What happened in the NPL football, my friend?
Well, first, let's talk about the story that we discussed before, Western United.
Heard
what happened?
What happened?
Well, apparently they lost their A-League license, temporarily banned from FIFA.
Or the FFA, you mean?
The FFA.
Yeah.
And FIFA obviously banned them because of a transfer of a former player, Alexander Petrovic.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, so who knows what's going to happen. But let's hope they can find a buyer and a takeover can happen.
Indeed. And what happened in the NPL, my friend?
So it was my old man's side, Apia against Mancini Stallions, my other favourite Italian side as well. Two traditional clubs, if you didn't know, I've been mentioning about those for the last month. So unfortunately, Apia lost 3-2 away from home, and it was a 5-goal thriller.
Yes. Tell us about both sides.
So when Mancini won, they were just falling behind 2-2 each for a little bit, and then Mancini just retained the lead with 20 minutes to go, pretty much. And yeah, in the league standings, we have Mancini in third, and we have Apia still in second, despite their upset, so loss, but what else can you do?
What else can you bloody do?
Yeah.
Not much. Great stuff, Marco. Thank you very much, my friend. Looking forward to getting some more sporting news and updates next week.
You're welcome, Nelson, anytime.
No worries.